Let's continue. The next one is from Philippe, better known as FalkTX, at least to me, better known as FalkTX. And he will talk about his own software called Kala. And yeah, I want to thank first Robin Garius to for the support. Thank you, Robin. And also next, yeah, Tax of the Penguin. Whoever you are, thank you for the donation. It was actually donated via a disposable spam email that is only valid for 10 minutes, so I have no way to even write him or her back and say thank you. So that's all I know. Thank you, Penguin. Yeah, then let's start.
All right. I'll be seated. So, hello everyone. So I'm Philip, as Nils said, also known as FalkTX around Linux audio circles. I'll be talking about Kala plugin host that I made myself kind of like 6 years already in the progress, always changing, always improving. The first thing that we're doing actually in Sonai is always starting with a demo. So I'll be showing just one quick thing that I began doing, but it's not finalized, so I'm not going to show everything, and just something quick. This is Kala. I will be explaining what everything here is doing. I just press the play button. There's some sounds in the background. This is actually where it's been sequenced. The sound is not complete, it needs vocals. I can just skip a little bit to the 1 minute mark because supposedly someone will be singing there. But I don't have a singer at the moment. You have this application which is sending MIDI data to Kala, and Kala is the one making all the sounds. But that's it. There would be an intro and then a bass part and the chorus, then another part and the chorus again, and then the song finishes. But it's not complete. At least you know that this is able to make some music. But I'm not the best musician myself. So at least it makes noise. And let's go through here. So I just want to give an overview for those people that don't know Kala yet, what it does. It's a modular plugin host. This means it's something that loads plugins. In this case, it can load pretty much the ones that are available for Linux. You have LATPA, DSSI, LV2, and VST. Previously, also loaded VST3 and Audio Unit plugins, which VST3 now works on Linux, but it didn't before. We'll actually lose these features, but don't want to get into much details. But the formats that matter at the moment for Linux people is the ones that Kala can load. You can also load sound banks. This is geek files. Sound fonts and SFZ files. For those that care, the GIG and SFZ are done via Linux sampler in a thing that Kala calls internally. There's no Linux sampler called externally. Everything is self-contained, and sound fonts are done via FluidSynth. It's the generic thing in Linux to use for sound fonts. Kala can use the Jack audio server. usually done for professional music in Linux, but can also use the native sound systems. Also, can use Pulse Audio. If you use on other systems, you can use Core Audio or something like that. It uses the RT Audio library and RT MIDI to do all the backend stuff. Next, Carla has a rack and a patch bay mode. I can just show quickly here. I'll just kill it. The rack is the one on the left, where you load the plugins, and the patch bay is what you usually get in a modular plugin host. But just continue quickly. If you use Jack, you can also use multi-client instead of having its own self-contained patch bay. It might be useful, for example, if you have Jack 2 and you have the you have multi-threaded plugin processing, on this case, with Jack 2 and multi-client. Carl itself also works as a plugin, so everything they'll be doing here, you can also do inside your own DAW or anything you want, if it loads LV2 or VST plugins. And you can, because Carl is also a plugin, you can load Carl inside Carla recursively, because why not? There's MIDI CC and OSC support, so you can control all the plugin parameters and also change presets via these messages. There is no MIDI learn at the moment because it's a bit tricky in the way that Carla does it. Maybe when I do the controller with Harry stuff, we don't need MIDI learn, we just select the thing because we know what hardware can do. We'll see. It also supports plugin bridges, currently in experimental state. This means it's possible to load 32-bit plugins in a 64-bit system, or you can load the Windows plugins on Linux as well. Carla does everything by itself, doesn't need any external applications. There's also a few extras, but I'll show it in the end regarding the bridges. Some special notes. You have the rack and the patch bay, which is available for all drivers, but single multi-client obviously is just for Jack. If you don't have Jack, if you use RAW also, Pulse Audio, or some other system, operating system, you get the RAW and rack and patch bay modes. And also never forget to scan the plugins. For now, they automatically scan, to find the plugins that you have on the system. It's only done by LV2, currently based on the plugin count. So if you remove one plugin and you add another plugin, Carla does not actually know that things change, so you need to force it a refresh. Because there's also drag and drop, sometimes you not actually need to scan the plugins. As a quick example, I have one random plugin here. I'm going to drag and drop it here, and you have the plugin there. You don't have to scan for it. Okay, moving on. I want to show this, giving a small overview of the Carla interface, so you can actually know what everything does. You have the rack tab, which shows the plugins. I can load this little project. Each plugin here is representing by its own list item. I guess that's the name. And the patch bay is the same representation in the patch bay mirror. If you have the rack mode, I'm going to change it just quickly here. Carla becomes just one thing, and everything runs as a rack from top to bottom. If I load the plugins, it starts in the beginning, then process the other one, then the next one, then the next one. And you only have one block for the entire thing. Contrary to using a patch bay, in a patch bay mode, each plugin gets its own group, gets its own block. So if I load the project again, yeah, it's one of these things is a plugin. On the left side, you have the something that you can browse quickly your file system. You can add favorites, like bookmarks with a plus and minus sign. For now, I don't have anything, but because I have the projects in my home folder. You can drag and drop from this as well. So I have this thing, and I drag and drop it here, and it loads the file. And the transport controls are here. The usual stuff that you get, the play, stop, rewind, go forwards, and the BPM as well. The transport is new. It's a work in progress. For now, it's forced to 4x4 because I don't have a personal need for anything else. I can add support for more. It's not too difficult. But for now, it's just getting it working as it is. I can go through the settings just quickly. On the previous Carla version, it didn't look as fancy, so to speak. I added a little switch here, which you can use the old interface. This was how Carla looked 4 years ago, something like that. Now you have custom plugin skins. At the moment, not customizable. It's still hardcoded. It's still playing with it to find out what can be done, what cannot be done. It will expose the first 8 parameters of each plugin that are not integer or are not booleans, like on-off switches. So you can switch here and the same parameter changes there. If the plugin has an interface, of course, the parameters are made in sync. Which one? This one is simpler to show. So the attack is this one. You show it, you move it in one side, it changes in the other, as expected. You have some LEDs on the right side. The first one is the yellow one, which lights up when you change a parameter. You can see it there, lighting up on the right side. If you automate a parameter via MIDI or via OSC, the same light turns on to inform the user that something is being changed. Because you cannot, it's not always via the GUI, sometimes it's via some other way, so you want to know if something is coming in. You also have the red one, which is for MIDI. So this lights up because there's MIDI events coming to that plugin. The next one is the green, which means there's audio coming in. It's the same colors used for the meters, and the blue is the audio out. So we have these 4 colors per plugin. Let's see. You have 3 buttons usually per plugin. The first one is to enable or disable. This is not exactly the same as bypass, because on bypass, time is still running and plugin is still processing, just in a different way. This completely disables the plugin, so it doesn't use any CPU. It's not running at all. The second button is to show the plugin interface, to show and hide it. And the third icon is to show the settings for the plugin. You can load presets. There's some specific settings, which is a bit more complicated. I'm not going to go through them. And you have access to all the parameters in here. If you want to change something via MIDI CC, you do it here. You see what parameter you want to change. You right-click, and you select from the list wherever CC you want to control it. Because there... I see already a question, actually. How do you do it if you have any plugins
loaded? So in case you have more than one plugin loaded, do you use channels to route your messages inside Carla?
Well, because in the patch bay mode, you can do pretty much all you want. In this case, my MIDI keyboard comes from this little thing, so I can connect it to this to send the notes to the guitar, and then I can connect the same thing to the compression, and then I select the CC for compression. So the MIDI signal does not get sent to all the plugins, because that's why MIDI Learn is not implemented yet, because either I add a global MIDI in that all plugins listen to, or I have to think about some way to make this work for MIDI Learn. But something to consider later. It's, yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay. On the patch base side, you have, as I said, each plugin being one box. You can write this like a normal patch bay. You probably saw some other ones already. You drag and drop to connect things. You drag and drop to disconnect again. You can right click to do some actions like disconnect or split, so you get a better view of things. Remove or even show the plugin interface. If you double click one of the boxes, it shows the plugin interface. And you can remove all plugins as well. Because I'm running in Jack, I'm showing the entire Jack graph as it is. I have the also the Jack MIDI bridge, I have the Pulse Audio bridge running as well. If I open a random Jack client, hopefully I have it installed. Maybe not. Let's see. If I open Ardor, if it opens. No. I guess I can open this little thing. Yeah. That's one random Jack client. Ardor took a very long time to start. I cannot remove this plugin because obviously it's not a plugin. I cannot double click to show its thing because it's a normal Jack client. It's not something that it's Carla is managing. Okay, and going through the settings again, there's some experimental features. Before I added everything showing to the user right away, but I decided to hide everything that is experimental under this little box. So, for example, when you disable this and you go to the add plugin, there's no options here. The ones that I already know Carla from before to select which bridges you want to show. But if I enable the experimental features and I go to the add plugin and enable the bridges, actually, because the bridges are experimental. Now you can select the architecture. I can only search for 32-bit plugins that will run as a bridge, because this is an experimental feature. All experimental features are hidden away at the moment. It's kind of like a breaking change, but it needs to be done so that the software can be released as stable and still have this in the background. So that experimental features still get released, still get there for people that want them, but it's not going to be enabled by default, so we can focus on the stable things. You have some settings for the canvas. The canvas is themable, although in Python. I can change the theme, for example, and it looks a little bit different now. I already have some pull requests to add some different themes and some changes in the patch bay. I'll have to review them soon. You can also, for example, tweak if you want normal lines or bezier lines. That's usual stuff. The size of the patch bay is always fixed because we have a mini canvas on the left, so we need to do all the calculations for that. So the size is always going to be fixed. The engine is not so anything special. You can select the other drivers that you want to use. The process mode, because Jack is the only one that allows this single and multiple clients, if you select something else, you get the rack or the patch bay. The paths is where you set up where you can find the plugins. Because Carla loads sound banks as well, you can add where your sound fonts are located. So you can scan. And after you scan, I can hide away everything and actually only show sound fonts that I have installed, which are not exactly plugins, but Carla will treat them as if they were a plugin, because for Carla it's the same. On the experimental features, you have, if you want to enable the Wine stuff, you can do so here. So it runs the Windows applications. The build for that is a bit more complicated than the usual, but if you're interested, I can let you know how to get that working. Anyway, to refresh the plugins, you click the Add plugin, you go to the refresh, and then select wherever you want to refresh. There's no cache at the moment, so every time you need to add a new plugin, if it's not drag and drop, you have to go through all the plugins. It takes some time, but for
the It says press start to begin the search, and there's a scan button.
Yeah, someone recommended me to change the text from start to scan, and I forgot to change it there. But okay, good note. Okay, I want to go through some workflows. So you get used to it. The first thing probably is people would do. Actually, I think I need to change this. Because I split the client. Not this one, but I need to join. There you go. Actually, I'm going to do this manually. I can drag and drop an SVG file, which I have here. You have to drag and drop into the rack, not into patch bay just yet. But you have, this is the SVG file. If you press the notes below, you can see that it's actually doing something, but because it's not connected to the system output, there is no audio coming from it. So if I connect it, now I press some keys, then you have some basic audio. If you want to use a MIDI keyboard, you just connect from Jack itself, the MIDI to there, and then you get some sound out of it. This is the basic thing. You just load plugins. For example, now adding a small reverb. You have to disconnect, actually, the previous one. And then connect to it again. Yeah, so now I added a reverb. You go through the MIDI input, to the SVG file, then to the reverb, and then to the system output, which is pretty standard. What usually you do for this type of hosts is that you get a MIDI sequencer, so you don't have to keep pressing things all the time. And here I have a basic MIDI sequence. This is a plugin by Robin, actually, and it's currently controlled by the host. So if I go into the transport and I press play, then you have a sequence that is always playing and sending notes to that plugin and generating your own sound. And this next step to make this a little bit more interesting, and I have already a little project here. It's exactly the same setup, but I added some plugins, which for now, they're all disabled. So I press transport to play. Everything is playing okay. I added the reverb, which is currently all the way to the dry signal, and I can enable the full thing. So you have your own reverb. What I added as a way to show what modular hosts can do is on the same signal that comes from the guitar, there's the reverb, but from the original signal, there's also an EQ to give some more attention to specific frequencies and then passing through the compression. But in a way that you can apply EQ to the original signal and also reverb, like if it was a bus, then it gets mixed out in the end. And you can have multiple paths branching this way, in very complicated setup. The compression is also is actually a multiband compressor made on purpose, so that I have everything playing. I add the EQ, I enable the EQ. And what I'm going to do next is sequencing some drums and just sending the drums as to the compressor as sidechain and then to the output as well. So you get basically this. And I can disable the drums. Enable them again and disable the guitar in here. Usually you would get some other sequencer or hardware to make this all automatic, or something like sequencer 64 or
24.
Yeah, so you can automate everything and construct some more complex things out of this. For now, I'm just basically showing what you can do. All the sequencing, you can focus on it yourself. The next thing I can show you, actually, if you guys have any questions, just feel free to ask away. Because
is there a mic?
Yeah.
I love this program and I use it a lot, especially for live performance. It's like the thing I see like the only option to do with anything live, with synthesizers and effects and controlling them with MIDI. Is it possible to maybe work out some more user-friendly ways of managing the connections when you, for example, insert a plugin between two other plugins? And because I don't know if you ever used Blender compositing, for example.
Not really.
They have something that you can, for example, grab like one plugin with control and drop it onto a connection and it will be inserted between the two things that were before there. So we can insert an effect between two other without removing connections and rebuilding them manually.
It's something to keep in mind, yes. I had the same request done a couple of times, so I know people want it. It's just that first I want to focus on the 2.0 release, which has been cooking for 3 years maybe.
Know that feel, bro.
Yeah. And after that we can go slowly through one feature. Like each feature gets a 0.1 release bump and then the software can keep growing. I actually had to fix a couple of things to come here to show because usually I do it in another computer. Somehow this one needed a couple of fixes, but the software is growing. It's getting better. I heard the request. Yeah, it's going to be added. Yes. Although the next example that I wanted to show kind of goes with it, because you have the rec mode. Let me change the engine modes. You can actually, I could add Carla inside Carla here. Like this is the rack mode, one Carla running inside Carla. But to make things simpler, I'm just going to change things here so the actual engine is a rack. So let me just connect this thing. Another request that I know probably a lot of people have is that it auto connects when it's rec mode or something like that. Yeah, I know. But yeah, well, with the rec mode, what I want to show you is that you don't have to handle connections anymore with this. if I add the guitar here, I only have to connect the MIDI port once, and I already have some sound. And that works. Usually what you, the cool thing you can do is add a MIDI plugin, in this case, a MIDI chord, which basically does a chord if I just press one note. If I add the guitar afterwards, yeah, this is just one note that I'm playing on the piano keyboard. And it doesn't, yeah. I'm not a musician myself, so I do all those tricks, and the computer does cool things for me. So, because this is, goes from top to bottom, you can add multiple MIDI plugins. One cool thing that people usually do is add a MIDI chord, then the MIDI strum, which goes through all the notes in a, not at the same time, but slowly. And then you can add the guitar at the end. And it sounds like this. I can increase the time it takes to do the strumming. So now, yeah, and in this mode you don't have to worry about connections at all. It's just top to bottom. One cool thing that this can allow you to do is that if the plugin does not have audio ports, like a MIDI plugin, the audio gets passed from one plugin to the other, bypassed completely. If the plugin does not have MIDI ports, a MIDI out, the MIDI in from the previous plugin gets copied over. So if I have the guitar here, for example, and then I have an arp, the same MIDI notes that go to the guitar also go to the arp. Like, let me silence this guitar a little bit. So I can now add a bunch of synthesizers at the same time, always playing the same notes. And some question already.
Is plug-in ordering in the rack mode already implemented yet?
No, I remember the question 2 years ago. It's not very hard. It's already implemented in the back end. I just need to add a move up or something, some button in here. But in the back end side of things, everything's already working. The trick that I still tell people to use when they want to move things is to clone and then delete the first instance. That way that plugin gets to the end. It's kind of like sorting. It's cheating, but it works. One thing that I actually did this yesterday because I was preparing for the demo. What I'm going to do here is add a special Carla rack version, which has no MIDI outputs. So you get, actually I need to add something here. I'm going to add a piano.
So you can build a rack out of racks?
Yes. And then this, the MIDI from, I'm going to show you. So you have a MIDI chord playing the piano. Basic stuff. You can have, I'm going to add two racks actually. One, two, because I already know what I'm going to do. And I add the strum at the end, the same thing as before. I'm going to set this to one and add the guitar as well. So we have the piano, and then later on, because the piano has no MIDI output, so the notes from the piano is also the notes that get sent to the every single one of them. You have the piano playing the chord, and then at the same time the guitar, but with a strum effect on top. And now I have two Carla racks in between, and because they have no MIDI output, what gets sent to the next plugin is the same that comes from the beginning. So I can add whatever stuff I want here, the usual trick is to have an arpeggiator. Let's see, like this. And an ARP, it's already here. Let's see if this actually does. And I need to, this plugin needs the arpeggiator, needs the transport to be rolling. You have the basic ARP doing things. But the arpeggiator goes through the notes that you're playing. Because I'm playing one note as actually a chord, I press one note and it goes through the chord in the arpeggiator. So I press this. You start to build a sequence with things like this. And then you can have multiple layers of this. You can add another arpeggiator. In this case, a smaller one. Let me just disable this ARP sound so it doesn't get in the way. Wait, not this one. And I'm going to add here a xylophone. Let's see. Okay, the arpeggiator is doing basic stuff. And I can add a real little delay here and make it ping pong. And because this is after the piano, the effect applies on the piano and on the previous sounds as well. So the piano will get the delay sound and the xylophone as well. So you have the xylophone with the delay, but then because the guitar is after it, the guitar does not get the effect because the effect is on this little thing. It's top to bottom. And now I enable the ARP again, which also will get a 3D delay. You get a small sequence like this with just one key. It does all this by itself. That's usually how I prepare my music. Just try to come with smart ways to make things dynamic and then just press a bunch of keys, one or two, and it does everything. Let's see. I think I have the example working here already. Yeah, the same exact setup, which I hope works. KeyMidi ARP does not always load the preset correctly. So I actually need to go here and load this thing. I will report this bug. But at least now I know about it. I have the rack, just Carla running as a rack, and then MIDI sequencer in the beginning. So just pressing play. One note, very slowly, then change it to the other note, change it to the next note. And you get the idea. Yeah, just you can leave this running. I have actually left this running all night as a test. And it plays indefinitely. Then usually you have some other MIDI sequencer more complicated than this, but for now, for testing purposes, this works well.
I think that would sound awesome with some distortion.
Yeah. You can actually, why not? I'm actually loading the Zenith SubFX distortion, which I have actually, let me lower the volume just to be safe. Yeah, just add as many effects as you want. And Now that you made this, you could actually save this as a project. You load in your DAW, and you have this entire thing as one instrument in your DAW, for example. So it doesn't have to be standalone. I usually do it standalone because it's just to practice and to play live. But if you want to sequence in your own DAW, you can do it as well. No issues there. Let's new again. Everything is cleared. I had the same thing here as well as a test. But I'll skip this one for time. Another thing that you can do in modular hosts, I'm just going to show you very briefly, but without actually making the sound, is if you get plugins specifically made for modular setups. One of them is this one, which has four inputs, stereo inputs, and one output. And you can see on the interface, the green ball controls where the audio comes from. So what a trick that I usually do is add four different pad sounds, and then this kind of modulates between them. Different sources, the plugin is automatable, you can select different things. So if you have plugins made specifically for modular setups, you can do anything you want. And it produces nice results, but I don't have a demo setup for this at the moment. I did back in 2 years ago. The same rules still apply. Hopefully you get the idea with this.
I never know what this plugin is doing. Now I know.
I mean, it has one question actually.
Are you saying this is not possible in a rack approach, which I would find in a typical sequencer or DAW? So if in Ardor that wouldn't be possible to use.
I mean, you could have eight input bus with two outputs, and then it makes a, I don't know.
It's not convenient.
Not convenient, no.
Okay.
Even this sidechain that was added recently, mm-hmm. For a long time you had to do some very nasty tricks to get sidechain working. But at least for that case is handled now,
okay.
Which is nice.
Thanks.
But yeah. On this case, it makes it easier to have this kind of setups because with the modular host, you can see exactly what it's doing. And then you save, export, load the plugin, and then import the plugin with everything inside. One thing that you can actually do, because everything here is plugins and it's running in Jack, this is actually one of the reasons I started doing Carla. And actually, I have to see if I still have one video around. I'm actually going to lower the volume because I don't want to get into copyright problems. But if I have a random video, which is actually going through Pulse Audio, and for example, the video is too low. Even with the sound maximum, the video is still too low. What you can actually do is getting an EQ, for example. This is coming from the Pulse Audio bridge. So the media player is outputting here, and then I can add a bunch of effects on top, live. And with this, I basically ramp up the gain. And now I get proper sound out of the video. Or I can filter the video for noise or something like this, because with Jack, you can do anything like this.
I do that all the time at work. I run Carla and I use Spectrograph to see what the music I'm listening to is doing, where the snare is, where the kicks are, or to filter stuff out.
Yeah. For monitoring and stuff like that and fixing random audio sources, it works quite well, I think. Now I can show you some of the new exciting stuff that not everyone knows about it. Because when I was testing with plugin bridges, running things in separate processes, I was wondering if I could apply that to Jack applications as well. Because the Jack applications just load the Jack library in the same way that Carl is doing for the bridges. So why not to try to make something that can run Jack applications inside Carla, so that they work as a plugin, because basically it's just a bridge in the end. And the bonus of that, my intention for that was to fix the consistent ports. If you have something like Audacity, which I can even show now. You have Audacity, you load a random file. Is it connected to system output? No. And actually this is mono, not connected anywhere. Oh, now it's connected. Yeah, that's exactly the problem. You have Audacity, which provides the ports, but if you want to apply something live on top of it or something, some effects on the input, it's not really easy because every time you stop, your client is gone.
And then the port names will be different.
Yes, and the port names are different.
You have to hack something very weird to get around that.
Yes, you have to have regex rules and manage the auto-connect system. That's why. And also, now there's also the Firefox with Jack support, which has the same issue. But hopefully not for long. So there's the new option to add a Jack application. In this case, I type the command, which is Audacity. There's one very nice trick, which is the controlled application window. This basically intercepts the X11 calls that the application is doing. So I actually, let's just do it. I started Audacity. You can see there's something running here. I press this button to show the plugin interface, and it's actually Audacity window that pops up. If I load the same file I had before, I press play, you can see that this is sending audio actually not to the system, but it's sending to Carla. Let's move this away. And now if I connect this to the system, and I know I muted the volume. Yeah, and I stop, and you can see the client is still there, not doing anything like. There's no change. I can press play. Then I can add some effect on top or even before recording. And it still works.
So that means I can finally run Hydrogen as a plugin, for example.
Yes, someone is asking if we can add Hydrogen as a plugin. The question is yes. The answer is yes. I double-click it, and I can see the thing here. Let's see, do I have a random song? Let's just open a demo.
When you exit the...
Wait. This is controlled by transport, so I press the transport here, and the application itself provides Jack transport, so this is nothing especially new, but this transport is provided by the host. This together with the thing I'm going to show you now, it's quite fancy. But yes, as someone was asking, if I close this, the actual plugin disables itself because the application closed completely. So there's no more sound, there's no more processing. But you can just click on this to enable the plugin, and the application restarts. And open the window, and you have the same, you have it back again. You can hide and show the interface with this little button, as if it was a normal plugin, and also run already a question.
That's maybe a little bit much to ask, but I will ask anyway. Is there any kind of session management if you close it and open it again? Is it still the same file in Audacity, for example?
No, there's no session management at the moment because this is very experimental, as the name says. like you have to actually enable experimental and enable Jack applications. I already added the selector here for the session management, and it will come eventually. After I get some session folder set up for Carla, so that it's no longer just a self-contained file, then we can see how session management works. Because I see with this, you can forget about some other session managers, because then Carla does everything. And also... One thing I actually forgot to demonstrate, that Carla by default has dry wet for effects, the volume and the panning for each single plugin. So with this, you get per volume the Jack application control. So if your Jack application does not have a mixer like an output volume, you can just disable it here. I can mute the sound from Audacity or give it back. And Audacity knows nothing about it. It's for Audacity, it pretty much it's running on a Jack server. Because if you run something like patches, which is like Carla at Patch Bay, you can see that it actually thinks that there are system ports in there. But it's running a fake thing as a bridge. You can also run Carla inside Carla this way, but there's no point in it. Another question?
A geek in me wants to ask, could we do fake session management by managing memory snapshots of applications run inside Carla? Like, just dump the memory that the program is running in and with all the things and just store it as a preset and then recall that?
I'm not sure if that's possible. We can try. I'm not.
Maybe that's the easiest way, you know, because there are many things that can be stored with session management in the usual manner, like some weird settings. Like you can.
But then you also save some other things that you don't want to, probably. Yeah, file handles, Jack connections. You save everything, graphics. There is some session managers defined already, protocols, the NSTM being the best one so far, I think. And some applications already support it. If we get an application that also supports NSTM, I guess it will give the incentive for more applications to support this as well. So, another question.
So Carla also shows up as an LV2 plugin, so I can plug it into some LV2 host. Will it get the transport signals from the host then?
Yes. Carla receives transport from the host as an LV2 or a VST plugin, and then it transmits that plugin to the Jack application running inside as Jack transport. And I can demonstrate this the answer is yes.
So I could wrap hydrogen into Carla and put that as an LV2 plugin into Ardour, and still hydrogen inside Carla would get the transport signal from Ardour.
Yeah, why not?
All right,
you can do that.
Okay, thanks.
But the new extra thing I added, this one is not complete yet at all, but I can demonstrate because it's something that I want to do. It was requested by a user on IRC several times, so I eventually just did it. You can export any plugin that Carla can load as an LV2 plugin. Be it a plugin bridge, be it a sound font, be it an internal plugin, be it a Jack application. For now, it's only for effects, because I'm still experimenting with if it's working or not, and so far it does. So actually, let's get Audacity, because Audacity does not have MIDI ports. So I have Audacity here running inside Carla, and I just close it. I'm going to right-click and select the export LV2 option. I'm going to export it, and currently the export is actually broken, but it doesn't matter. I'm calling this audacity.lv2. put this in my LB2 folder. And just to show you the content inside, for people that know LB2 plugins, you have Audacity and the UI, and you have the definitions for the port. This is an LB2 plugin. If I run LB2 LES and I grab for Audacity, maybe lowercase. Yeah. Now this sudden random LB2 plugin is here. We can try to load it inside JALV, although it's an external plugin, so use something else. And it crashes. But to demonstrate that this, because this is very experimental, what I can demonstrate this feature is with a LATSPA plugin to be as simple as possible. For example, this one, the tab chords. I can export this one. And I need to fix this export. This was tab.lb2. I don't know what exactly this thing was. Put it in .lb2. Which one was it? This one. Yeah, this is one of the plugins that I exported. And I'm running the plugin, which is actually a LATSPA plugin, but wrapped inside a bare-bones Scarlett. It is not running any engine by itself. It's pushing the data directly to the plugin. And then it appears as an LB2 plugin. There's still some Scarlett stuff inside, but it minimizes everything, so you don't have to run an entire Scarlett, just be able to run one single plugin. This might be useful, for example, if you have a really nice Windows plugin that you want. You want to load it in your DAW, but you don't want to have an entire Scarlett running just to have one single plugin in there. And maybe the plugin provides ports that are not compatible with REC, because REC is just stereo. In this way, you can have any configuration of outputs and inputs and MIDI and everything. Everything gets pushed to the plugin, and the plugin just receives all the data. So, and yeah, no question. And this means, yes, the Jack applications get exported as LB2 plugins. Yeah.
Would the same be possible for VST, because there are some VST-only hosts on Linux?
It is. I don't see why not. I did the LB2 first because it seems like the usual choice to do first, but could be done for VST.
That would be awesome.
Okay. I can do that after I finish this LB2 thing. I was going to say something.
Okay, we have the time. Do you have the time in mind?
I was only going to show one more thing.
Yeah, okay, please do.
Because I spoke about OSC support. Let me load, not this one, this is not too complicated. The same setup I had before, I'm just going to lower the volume a little bit on purpose and make it play. Yeah, the sound is low on purpose. I'm going to the About window on Scarlett and copying this little thing here. I actually did not test this at all, so I'm not sure if it works. What I'm going to do is running Scarlett Control, which is a special version of Scarlett that has no backend, but only speaks OSC. And you just get the address from Scarlett in the About window. And I'm going to remove here the name because I might get conflicts. Yes. Supposedly this works over network, but I'm not going to test here the network because it's, you know, might not be too stable. But I can disable everything remotely and the main Scarlett instance. Let me put it on this side and this on this side. Here. So someone on the other room will have the main Carla instance running, and I have on OSC, for example, running on Windows or Mac, so I don't have all the plugins, or vice versa. And I control Carla stuff here. If I change on one side, it obviously changes on the other side, and it's true for the reverse as well. And one question?
Can you add plugins and change connections too, that way?
No, at the moment, and I can explain why. It's because the remote system might not be the same as the main system, so I need to implement a way to browse the actual files on the server, because if I click here load state, I actually need to disable this. You load files on your system and you're telling the server, which is a completely different computer, to load this file, which is never going to work. So there needs to be some more implementation there so you can remotely browse files. And yeah.
Are you thinking about making this happen? Is this on your roadmap somewhere?
Not for 2.0, but for 3.0, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, that would enable some cool online, you know, LAN party with Carla, everybody having a just one big jam session on a single Jack server. That would be awesome.
Yes. For the LV2 plugins and internal plugins, this can already be possible because they have unique identifiers that don't load the binary from the system. You have a string which corresponds to the plugin, so that part is the easiest one. One thing that I wanted to add that is not there for OSC support is the showing the actual plugin interface remotely. Because with LV2 you have the clear separation of DSP and UI, then you have Carla running on a remote system, on a remote computer. If you have the same plugin installed, it means you have the binary, you have the resources to show the interface of the plugin. And Carla already does this, showing the plugin UI separately from DSP. So it's basically just showing up the interface remotely for your LV2 plugin. Like you have, I imagine having the EQ, the button will be enabled, then you get the graph and you get everything. It might get slow for those plugins that send visual data. I think the EQ does that. The plugins that implement atoms should work a bit slower than usual, but they will work, yes. There's nice things coming. Okay. One last thing that I can show, because maybe not everyone knows. Everybody probably knows LMMS, but not everyone knows that you can run Carla inside LMMS. It works as a plugin in there. So everything that you saw here, you can run it inside LMMS as well, because Carla is a plugin there. Because Carla LMMS does not support native Linux plugins except for LATSPA, and this way you can run LV2, VST, DSSI, whatever stuff inside LMMS to complement it. And yeah, for me, that's it. Any more questions, actually? Yes.
So I poked through the source of Carla a bit and discovered that you wrote some interfacing into Jack in Python, and I actually used one of these libraries for a little tool I wrote. Would you be open for pull requests to separating out these libraries as their own projects?
I think you mean Cadence that has a libjack.
I think it's reused in Carla.
No.
It's Cadence maybe, yeah.
Cadence, yeah. Carla does, it has its own backend in C++ and then a C types thing in Python. So
I mean the C types thing.
Yeah, that can be reshared, yes. I just need to know exactly how you actually install those things via Python. Because right now I only have basic makefiles and install things. That Python library itself, don't install
it. I'm a Python expert. I think we can figure out something.
Yes, we can talk then.
Okay, cool.
For sure. Yeah. You have the Carla backend and then the Carla utils, which is for scanning plugins and some other miscellaneous things that Python does not provide that I need in the UI. So, for example, reparenting things from the X11 and some other tricks that Python does not provide initially, so there's a small library for it. Okay, nothing else?
Okay, final question.
Sorry. I was wondering regarding preparing Carla projects for live performance. For example, when you have multiple songs and you have lots of plugins and the DSP load is high, I was thinking about finding a way to disable like part of the tree in Carla, and someone was, I see on GitHub, said he's writing a script to run multiple Carla instances and pause them when he doesn't need them. Do you think it would make sense for Carla to have some functionality for that internally? For example, have some object that could switch off, branch off different parts of the project and switch them off, or maybe a way to disable plugins
automatically, yeah,
with MIDI CC or SC or something.
It needs to be done. It's not possible yet. That's why you're asking, I guess, because right now all the messages that Carla receives via MIDI, it needs to be done in real time, and disabling the plugin is not a real time operation. But if we usually it's fine if we wait a tiny millisecond for it to happen in another thread. So that, and there was something else as well, the changing presets. Yeah, it's not something that can be done in real time, but it's something very useful to have. So it's something that I want to add, yes, those two things. And yeah, if there's no more questions, then.
Thank you very much.